At Future Creators, one of our member companies is working on a technology, and actually has applied for a patent for blockchain on all wireless devices. What impact may this have on the FANGs?
This gets to the very heart of the whole Future Creators structure. And the patent was granted early in October for blockchain on all wireless devices, whatever they are. So anything that communicates wirelessly and has blockchain on it, which is likely to be everything fairly soon, has to pass through this patent. Now, the way to think of this is to think of how companies scale today. How would a FANG scale? And Apple is the perfect example. You have the three cloud membranes, and members can go through all of our seminars, video tutorials on how these membranes work and all the rules attached to them and so on. And the three cloud membranes are the app membrane, the sea of apps out there, the app enablement membrane, the sea of devices that enable apps. That doesn't matter whether it's a smartphone, a smart car, or soon a smart light bulb, really, all of those things. And those things grow, if you like, on what people like to call these days, the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. It's really just the inflation of the app enablement membrane of the cloud. And then there is the app delivery membrane, which is anything that connects the other two. And that, as many people know, is under enormous stress right now because it's not flexing anything like fast enough, except for Wi-Fi. And that's causing all kinds of constraints and restrictions and growth for many companies. The intersection of these three membranes is where all the money is made. That's how Apple scales. It scales by creating an information surface across its platform that covers, if you like, all of the most monetizable and profitable intersections of the three membranes. And if you cover that and you succeed and you then inflate as the cloud inflates with those three membranes, you scale, you grow. And this is how the FANGs scale and grow. Now, all of a sudden, we have this new phenomenon, which is that if there is a mini bank, that's what blockchain is, it's a mini bank, on all the devices that sit at those intersections, all the wireless devices, which is the bulk of them, then we have, if you like, a barrier to the scalability of all the FANGs and anyone who wants to follow them. Disney would be a great example. Disney's not a FANG, but sure as hell wants to be one. And if you look at where Walmart's going, the FANGization, if you like, of Walmart's a warehousing system is a great place for Walmart to scale. This patent covers that ability. So anyone who wants to scale and grow at the rate of cloud inflation in a wireless space must deal with this patent. This is easily, in my view, and I've been in this business for decades, the biggest development in information technology since Bell invented the phone. Everything you see gets subsumed from integrated circuits to the internet into this one mini bank-based patent. And the other problem it creates for everyone, you hear all the time today people talk about edge computing. Well, there's no edge here. This is an edgeless fog of mini banks. Boy, some folks out there better start thinking real hard.
It blows your mind, especially around the structural changes here on payments. So what are some of the areas in the whole payment philosophy of that are going to be impacted here?
Well, this changes not only how money is made, it changes where money is made, it changes who makes the money, and it changes the direction or flow of money. Now, that not only alters the structure of just about every business on the planet, whether you like it or not, it also alters the structure and function of a bank, your basic bank. you know, your Citibank, your Chase, your Barclays. What is their role in a structure like this? It also changes the role of the Fed.
Mm.
Oh, how do you manage money supply, which is vital to our economic stability? We have, since the Bank of England was founded in 1694, gone through centuries of sometimes very painful evolution in both the concept of money, what it is, through to how it should be managed on a national level. And we have had some huge fumblings and stumbles. One of the most spectacular was when Andrew Jackson killed the Second Bank of the United States and plunged the country into a massive depression. There are many of us who believe that the killing of the Second Bank of the United States and the clearing system and the monetary stability of the country was one of the primary causes of the Civil War. Because if he hadn't killed that bank, it is entirely possible that the country would have evolved very quickly from a slave system to a paid labor system by force of necessity. Now, we're looking at something similar here. This is a massive discontinuity, and how it's handled will determine a very great deal about economic stability worldwide over the next half century.
For more on the impact of this new patent, follow us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.